Well, and good morning. It is 16 minutes after 8 a.m. This is Raven Radio, your community radio station. And it's a special day in history for Alaska Airlines here in Sitka. Here to talk about that is former Alaska Airlines employee and history buff, Bill Foster. Welcome to Morning Edition, Bill.
Thank you.
Well, why is this a special day?
Well, this is celebrating 50 years ago when the jet age came to Sitka. In fact, it was exactly 50 years ago today at 11 a.m., a Boeing 727-90C Golden Nugget landed on our then gravel runway. And from then on, it was jets. Now, you couldn't take a plane until June 1st, so we have a two-month period. This plane came in to show Sitkans what to expect, and it was a pretty exciting time.
What was that day like? What happened?
Well, we know from pictures that there were a lot of people went out to the airport, and what we're trying today is to identify people who remember that and would like to share some of their memories, either the 50-year-ago landing of that jet in all of its golden nugget red yellow. It was one of the gaudiest liveries of any plane, and I loved it. I still like it. I just think it stands out because it was kind of the golden nugget theme throughout. And anyway, it landed on gravel, and it was, I think by the time June 1st came, they had a paved runway, and that plane had to be certified by the FAA to land on gravel. And I landed in a 727 on gravel at Unalakleet, coming out of Nome one time. And it's a real experience to hear all that gravel. And they had to have special shields so it wouldn't move up from the wheels and dent the plane.
And then the gangway came out.
Or? Yeah. Well, the aft stairs
came down. That's what they were called.
And by the way, we have a movie, the late Gene Pruitt took a home 8mm movie of that plane coming in and taxiing in. It's not very long, but sometime we'll try to get it so people can see it. And thanks to the Historical Society for many things today, pictures, as we'll talk about that in a minute, and that movie, they've preserved that forever. But you can see a picture of what that looked like at the airport. When you're at the ticket counter, turn around, and there's a gang of photos, 10 of them, and it's number 9. And it shows the high school band, people gathered around the aft air stairs. And I was talking to you earlier that every time I see those aft air stairs, and by the way, if you were on the plane in the back, you got off first. So the last shall be first on that plane. Right now, if you're in the back, it could take a long time to get off the plane. But anyway, that was the way that D.B. Cooper, after he hijacked that Northwest 727 and got his $200,000 in cash from Northwest.
And I think you need to backtrack on that and explain who he was and what the story is.
Well, he bought a ticket from, Portland to Seattle on Thanksgiving Eve. And on the way, he said this is a hijacking. And so they landed in Seattle. He let everybody off except one flight attendant and the three in the cockpit. He demanded $200,000 in 20s. And Northwest did get it and gave him some parachutes. And they headed southeast. And somewhere along there, an hour or so later, the flight attendant helped him open that air stairs. And he walked down. And we still don't know exactly what happened.
With the cash and a parachute.
Yep. And that every time I see that plane and that aft air stairs, I call it the D.B. Cooper air stairs. But later on, they did put a wind vane on it, so you couldn't put it down in flight.
Mm. Well, this was a big event for Sitka. A lot of people there, a band, a lot of fanfare, it sounds like. Mm-hmm. Why do you think it was so important?
Well, it was also the time we were remembering the 100th anniversary, and we're coming up to 150th, the sesquicentennial. So what we had was the semicentennial. And I love sesquicentennial. It's great, but try to say it 3 times. It's really tough. But anyway, on the plane were 70 passengers, and that was the limit on there, and several thousand pounds of freight forward. They had that's why they call it the 727-90C, because it was part cargo. Anyway, Alaska Airlines management was there. They were there to say, look, this is what's going to happen in Sitka. The Boeing reps, they really wanted that 727 to be popular, especially on gravel runways, and the media, and more importantly, Governor Walter Hickel was there, Senators Bartlett and Greening, along with Sitka Mayor John O'Connell. And they stayed over. The plane was only there 3 hours. The rest of the people went to town, but they came back and they left, but several stayed over because the next day, the Centennial Building was dedicated. The library was partially finished, but the Centennial Building was ready for dedication. And we called it the building then, but it's been changed to Hall and then Harrigan Centennial Hall. Building sounded too, too kind of warehousey.
So that, in general, was just a really big set of days.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, folks couldn't take a bridge over the island. So that was it was a commitment.
Yeah. What happened, the bridge was finished in 1972 and named after John O'Connell, who was... And before that, it was quite a rigmarole, and a lot of you remember that. I wish I'd have been able to experience that. You took a small bus from the airport to the shore boat dock, almost where we're looking at right now, and it'd take you over to Sitka. And your bags came on an amphibious duck in the channel, and they were dropped off at what then was Totem Travel. And so getting here was half the fun. And the interesting thing is Ketchikan still has to take a boat to get to their airport. I've talked to people, they said that bridge made all the difference in living in Sitka. So it was quite a rigmarole. And so a lot of them went over, and then they came back and then took off.
So you love history of Alaska Airlines. This is a passion for you. And you're really interested in collecting other people's stories and experiences as well. What do you envision? What are you hoping for?
Well, I know that a lot of people were there, either at this landing of the 727 on 50 years ago today, because it was well publicized in the Sentinel. And then also, I'm interested in memories of that first jet flight. And that was an incredible service. It landed here every day about 8 o'clock and went to Anchorage, had a hot breakfast on board. And you could stay on and go to Nome or Kotzebue in the same plane. And then it ended up, after going up there, it came back here about 8 o'clock in the evening, nonstop to Seattle. And that was a fast plane, so it was probably even less than 2 hours.
Wow. Well, that's different than now, far different than the experience of flying down.
Things have changed.
Yeah, it has. And can you explain describe the Golden Nugget jet to us? What did it look like? You did a little bit earlier. But
yeah, that livery, it was pretty much, Gold Rush type theme, and the flight attendants wore these interesting, or they're called stewardesses then, wore these interesting kind of Gold Rush stuff. And sometime during that time there was a golden samovar on wheels that would come down the aisle and serve you, I forget what they called it, but I can't remember tasting of it. Somebody said it tasted like witch hazel, but they really put it on. And of course Charles Willis was the president at the time, and he had a lot of interesting ideas. So this was definitely decorated on the outside and inside like Gold Rush colors, red, gold, and just totally gaudy. But I loved it. It's like they say, it was so bad, it was good.
So how's Alaska Airlines commemorating this event?
Well, we did commemorate 40 years ago. We commemorated this landing along with the 75th anniversary of Alaska Airlines, but it was sort of sandwiched in. So we have covered it before, and we're trying to think what we can do. It'll probably be closer to that June 1st. We may have something, but we decided, since we'd already done that 10 years ago, the 75th, we actually called it a 40-75 celebration, but now we're at 50, and that's pretty significant, I think, semi-centennial. But anyway, today, 11 a.m., 50 years ago, the jet age in Sitka started, and it's still going.
For you, why is it important that we remember this history?
Well, I've always been interested in history. You know, I taught science for so many years, and I said if I came back my second life, I would like to teach history because I just love it. And sometimes you collect things, and you can touch them, and it's just like going back. Like I collect license plates. I can touch them, and I always wonder, what car was that on? Where was it in Alaska? And things like that. So, but the Sitka Historical Society has a tremendous number of artifacts and things, and they don't have room to show them. But with the new museum coming, they're going to be able to show them some of them and change it as we go along. But I don't know, there's just something about history.
So anyone who has a memory or a photo or anything about that first landing 50 years ago, Alaska Airlines jet, the Golden Nugget, they should contact you?
Yep. You can call my home number, 747-6711. We never close. Actually, we do close. Leave a message, and I'll get back with you and get your name. If you have a memory you would like to share, either from 50 years ago today when that plane came in, and as I say, we do have a picture of it. Gene Pruitt had this 8mm, and it was typical 8mm home movies, but it shows it going over and coming around and coming in. So, and then we'll get in touch with people and get a group who might like to get together sometime later, not right away, and share the stories of that jet age beginning.
That's wonderful. Well, thanks so much for joining us this morning, Bill.
Thank you. It was, I'm looking forward to hearing from people. I missed it by I came to Alaska in 68, missed it by a year.
Well, hopefully we can keep those memories and that history alive.
Yeah.
We've been speaking with Bill Foster about the 50 years ago today, the jet age came to Sitka.